It was 42 years ago this week that the first Earth Day was celebrated. It marks the birth of the modern environmental movement. The spark that ignited public interest in ecological matters actually happened the year before, in 1969, when an oil drilling disaster off the coast of California sent millions of gallons of crude gushing into the sea onto beaches. The sight of dead and dying birds and fish incited outrage at Union Oil and the federal government. The blowout was caused when government officials allowed Union Oil to cut corners and operate below federal standards. Until the Exxon Valdez disaster in Alaska and the BP blowout in the Gulf 2 years ago, it was the largest oil spill in U.S. history. Since 1970, Earth Day has been commemorated with a variety of activities, big and small, across the nation. This year, the Obama administration convened the first ever White House Environmental Education Summit. But it had some bad news. It was cutting $40 million in environmental education spending. Sean Miller attended the historic meeting. He's executive director of Earth Day Network. Hi, Sean. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day to you too, Bruce.
Well, maybe it's not such a happy Earth Day this year because of these deep federal budget cuts in environmental education.
I completely agree. We were hoping to celebrate the 42nd anniversary of Earth Day here with many accomplishments. But we got an early Earth Day present, if you will, from the administration of proposed budget cuts in a total of close to $40 million for environmental education programs at the EPA, NOAA, as well as NSF, the National Science Foundation.
Does that wipe out the federal education money for environmental education?
If these cuts become a reality, which Congress still has to approve, it would completely eliminate and defund and basically make these programs non-existent. And these programs have existed for decades now. They've affected all 50 states, all U.S. territories, tens of thousands of kids, tens of thousands of teachers, tens of thousands of organizations, and it really would be fundamentally detrimental to increasing the environmental literacy of our public, the public citizenry nationwide.
So give me some specific examples of things that this money does fund in schools and community groups.
Sure. First of all, you know, basically any museum, national organization, local organization, school, you know, teacher group can apply for these funds. So basic ones, small ones like the Boys and Girls Club of Central Missouri, they would lose funding for their work that they do to increase environmental literacy. The Science Museum of Virginia, their climate education exhibit wouldn't exist. And then a more personal one would be the Fox Island Nature Center, which is in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay, where I went a little more than 10 years ago as a high schooler, wouldn't exist either because that program's funded from the NOAA Bay Watershed Education and Training Grant, which is one of the grants that's being proposed for elimination. And I went there, and that was a critical experience for me as a naive, young, you know, high school student in AP Environmental Science. And that moment right there has me sitting here today talking to you, Bruce.
So
if that funding disappears, kids of today's generation and future generations won't have that experience I have. And that's something that I think would just be terrible.
I know that at this environmental summit at the White House, they did form a new task force about environmental education.
They did. The details are a little scarce right now, but to their credit, Administrator Jackson from the EPA, you know, did initiate this. And, you know, they're going to pull some money from different places to help make this task force be successful. But we're really not sure what that task force would do, as well as the money pales in comparison to what's being proposed in the cuts. And I should note that these cuts are, you know, if you look at other parts of the budget, it's 1/4 of the cost of an F-22 fighter. And I'm all for protecting America, but I believe that that needs to include funding for education as well, including funding for environmental education, because today's students need to be equipped with the knowledge and skills necessary to thrive in a world that's increasingly complex and challenging. And we understand that, you know, belts are tightening all across the country right now, but seeing our efforts go down to levels that didn't even exist in the Bush administration is really concerning.
You know, it's ironic, Sean, that these cuts in science education are occurring at the same time some states like Tennessee and Louisiana are passing laws that, you know, basically allow climate denial in the classroom.
It's true. And you would think that the administration would see that and also then put even more emphasis on environmental literacy, because we do believe it's a basic understanding that every American should have. And I say that not because to be on one side of the climate debate or the other. I say that because we just had 14 $1 billion extreme weather events last year and we've had several since this year. And that's something that we need to better understand. And growing that understanding in today's generation of students is going to be one of the most fundamental tasks for us to be successful as a country in the 21st century.
You know, there's been a long history of corporations' involvement in classrooms. When I was going to school, you know, they were giving out toothpaste and toothbrushes. Do you think corporations now, lobbying groups, will fill some of this void in the classroom left if these federal budget cuts do go through?
I don't think any action by any individual or group of corporations can match the federal government backing and supporting with its public stance as well as dollars programming. And I really mean that by means no one has the power like the White House to convene historic summits like what we just saw the other day, like the historic summit on environmental education. However, the trend in general in the field of education is more and more private dollars are being invested. And we're seeing that to a certain degree in the environmental education world, but nothing would replace this close to $40 million in funding that we're currently seeing being proposed for elimination by the administration.
Sean Miller is the education director at Earth Day Network. Sean, thanks a lot.
Thank you.